taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The birds are chirping. Spring is almost in the air, isn't it?
Yeah, even here in Colorado, we're having a little bit of a false spring. So we've had some pretty nice weather, but not as nice, I would guess, as the weather that Nathan has out in California.
Exactly. So Nathan has just got back from the new Overland Expo show. Overland Expo is not new, but they've been expanding their footprint and events and how many events and where they're doing these events too.
And the newest one is in Southern California, and that is Nathan's Neck of the Woods. So for this podcast, he went and checked out the show so that those of us who weren't able to go in person can still see what it was like.
Exactly, because we all know Overland Expo shows very, very well. Usually it all starts up in May, right? Which is kind of late spring, actually.
Yeah.
And it's usually in Flagstaff, Arizona, and it's still going to continue to be there for at least the near future. We also have Pacific Northwest. That's a little bit later. Then a little bit later in the year in August, it's over here in Colorado.
Yeah, and then there's even a show on the East Coast, too.
Yeah, so your East Coasters get one show, and the West Coasters, we get four shows now.
Yeah, it does seem to be pretty heavily weighted toward the West Coast, but that helps for us because that's where we are. Yeah. The Mountain West show is right up the road in Loveland.
Yeah, like an hour away from us.
Yeah.
And I know we're not on the coast. I mean, I'm pretty aware that we don't have big water in Colorado. Yeah.
But it is the West.
But I think the show is skewed towards the western half is because there's a lot of public lands, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you are like New York State or, I don't know, even Texas, there's not a lot of publicly accessible lands. You know, there's some off-road parks, right? But we have huge swaths of land over here.
And a lot of the companies that go to these shows, work with the shows that are vendors and that have big displays are a lot of Western or West Coast-based companies. Yeah. So I think it makes sense for a lot of the attendees there.
Exactly. And I've actually personally visited not the SoCal show that Nathan was at, but all the other three on the West. I have never been on the East, so I really apologize. I want to make it out there.
You even did the Pacific Northwest one?
Yeah. So we did that series, remember, and our producer Cole knows this very well, Northern Lightning, where we drove our F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck all the way to Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, all the way up to the very, very north. But we had to drive through Oregon first.
Right. So you made a stop.
Yeah. We made a stop at Overland Pacific Northwest.
Because I've only been to Overland Expo West and Flagstaff and Mountain West here in Colorado a couple times.
Yeah.
When I went to Overland Expo West, I did something called Overland Trail Tour.
Oh,
where
yeah.
We were there with a few of the vendors and a few other media people like ourselves. And we were camping a couple days. We started out in Utah. We drove past Grand Canyon, made our way all the way down to Flagstaff and got to attend the show there, which was pretty cool.
Exactly. So I cannot wait to see what Nathan has in store for us. I've heard our producer Cole told us that he visited some big trucks.
We like big trucks.
Yeah, like lifted big giant overland rigs and with camping solutions on top of them. And also some smaller rigs, of course. It's not all about big, huge trucks, but small vehicles as well.
Yeah, so with that, we can cut to Nathan and some of the really cool machines that he got to see there at the show, as well as him getting to meet some of our fans.
Hey, folks, and welcome to the Southern California Overland Expo. This is the very first Overland Expo here in Southern California, in Costa Mesa, California. And in this video podcast, I'm going to be taking you around the show. This is my first time at the show, so most likely it's your first time at the show. So without any further ado, let's get walking. This is the first year for it, and this is the smallest of all of them. I'm going to take a little detour here. Right by the entrance, there's a Honda, and the reason why I wanted to quickly walk by here is because they've got their new Passport on display. This is a vehicle we've had access to, and fortunately, they have an RC track right in front of the Passport, Trail Sport. And it looks like a lot of fun. Unfortunately, there is no way I can do this with one hand and hold the camera. Then next to it, they have another Passport that has a tent on the back of it, a good sized one as well. Which is, in my mind, well, that is proper overlanding. Honestly, I cannot believe some of the vehicles that they have here in terms of 100,000, 200,000, 500,000, million-dollar vehicles.
You guys love car and trucks? Well, I've got three great podcasts that you will enjoy listening to because we are deep into cars and trucks. And talking about trucks, right here is my man Andre and Case working on the next episode of Talking Trucks, where they delve deep into everything that is truckish, including breaking truck news, talking about the different models that are coming up, and of course, tearing down the world of trucks as only Andre and Case know how to do. But if trucks are not your thing and cars are sort of your thing, check out Carish, our podcast that is sort of car adjacent with Jen and Mary being the ish part of Carish. And finally, Tommy and myself talk all about cars at TFL's Car Chat, where we look into the newest models, talk about what's happening in the world of cars, break down the latest news. All three of these podcasts are available wherever you get your podcasts, so check them out. I think you'll really enjoy them.
There's a, here we go, Toyota FJ. And I saw this earlier. Now, somebody did a really nice build on this. It's black, which is unfortunate for camera. And they've updated the lighting, bumpers, suspension, wheels, tires. They've got a rooftop tent. And while I'm not a huge fan of rooftop tents, this one is pretty slender looking. So it doesn't look like it's going to add a lot to the roof surface. GFX wheels. But here we go, there's a ladder on the side of it. Pelican boxes on the roof. Yeah, really high quality stuff. We'll look at the back real quick. I have a soft spot for FJs. Roman knows this, which is why he sold off our FJ so quickly. Very cool. Really slick design here in terms of just the little things they did. I guess you could say they murdered it out or whatever terminology you'd use, but it's a nice build. Look at that suspension real quick. Inspired Performance, IP. I don't know that brand, but it looks good. All right, shall we continue? There's probably about 30 different aisles just in this one area alone. So I'm just going to cut them short and move past a few things. And what do we have is, various builds that are connected to everything from ladders, rooftop tents, mattresses, trail boxes, and barbecues. Even barbecue ingredients. I mean, it's the whole point, right? Now I know expensive trucks. I was just saying that they're something that kind of scare me or whatever, but this is pretty cool. Check out this Mercedes, 50 Mundos. It's just a cool paint job. The 50 years of overlanding just looks really cool. A quick look at this one here. The, yeah, it's not cheap, but it looks cool, and it actually looks like someone's using it. And I'll be honest with you, there's an awful lot of builds here that are not being used and will never be used. But this one, yeah, very cool. Camino buses. All right, let's continue. Looks like I got a surfboard crammed in here too. Yeah. All right. Interesting, there's a fire engine here, but it doesn't look like a normal one. Oh wait, that's not even a fire engine. Okay, somebody built an overlanding vehicle, a camper, that looks like they used a fire engine theme, but it's not actually a fire engine. You can see the rooftop panels for solar. And yeah, inside it's a total RV. That's awesome. All right, let's continue. We have an interview coming up, and I want to get to it. So just going to walk you guys through here. And by the way, extraordinary weather we're having right now. Over the past 4 days, Southern California's had a whole bunch of rain, which is not normal. We've been having a drought. So that rain was great. And at the same time, we managed to have a really pretty day today. There are clouds. I actually dressed for the rain, so I'm wearing way too much clothing, but it's unnecessary. It's actually gorgeous right now. Oh, somebody put an angry face on a Jeep. Look, it's angry. Honestly, not a big fan of that design. Okay, continuing. Ooh, look at this. Roma would love this. Yes, taking a Porsche and actually making it into a mixture of an overlanding vehicle and rally car. So it looks like it's ready for a rally raid. It's got a rooftop tent. Looks like underside protection, beefed up suspension, wheels and tires. And I'm going to check out the back real quick.
No, 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 but the thing is that...
There we go. And here's the back. All pullouts. Looks like another cool display, but something that I'm pretty sure is not being used. And by the way, this event has a bunch of things for kids, including a scavenger hunt daily. This is just a two-day event, so it's Saturday and Sunday. It sounds like it's going to be the same thing next year. And in the distance, just off camera, there are more displays. I'm going to try to hit a few of those. But the main thing that I want to hit, at least right away, is over here. By the way, lots of dogs here. More dogs than any other Overlanding Expo I've been to. They're just everywhere, which is great. But if you come to one of these and you bring a dog, please pick up after it. Not really. Make sure they don't fight. Or if they do, you know, make sure you get it on camera. I'm kidding. All right, let's continue down here. So, this is one of the pavilions, and they have, I think, five. We're passing by Magnuson, which is doing superchargers for Toyota product and Jeeps. That's pretty cool. So we're gonna do a little sweep there. They're talking to clients, so I'm not going to interrupt right now. Let's continue a little bit further. Sorry, guys. Trying to fill up all of this with audio. It's been a little while since I've done this, so kind of getting the rust off and trying to remember what to say and what to do at the right times to make sure you guys don't become bored. I'm gonna move past here, try not to run over anybody. Okay, finally. Whoops, excuse me, thanks. Okay, we are now inside one of the pavilions. If you're looking at it, you can see most likely this was also a hangar of some sort. I'm gonna move my way down. There we go. Right now I'm looking at a lot of stuff that would be dishware, soft products, tracking, suspensions, looks like doors. I mean, it's like friggin' everything, right? I'm gonna continue. Sorry, I'm just trying to find my way around here. All right, this isn't going well. So I'm gonna move out of here and I'm gonna go in. There we go. Sorry, I got stuck behind people who are actually older than good old Romanoff.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. One of the perks of living in Southern California, for those of you who are interested, is the people watching. Trust me on that. Okay, let me squeeze through here. Here we go. Okay, so what if you ran out of space on your build, on your ride, on your off-roader, and you wanted to hang something off the fenders? What would you do? Well, guess what? I found some place, Staypull, S-T-A-P-L-L. And right now the main guy is talking to some clients. I don't want to interrupt, but I am going to be interviewing either him or his brother shortly. And we're going to talk about this. And what I'm looking at here is essentially a side saddle setup for their vehicle. You have a pickup truck. You can hang what looks like a molly panel off these clips. And I'm gonna try to get in there and get a good shot, but it looks like there's a rubber grommet that touches the steel. So that way, if it does flex and touch and pushes against the steel, there's something there that has some give. And I'll find out more about that in a moment. It's an interesting idea. I've thought about this before, but drilling holes in the side of a truck have been scary, the idea of it, at least for me. So this is something that, I'm kind of interested in. I wonder if you guys are as well. So once again, this company builds these brackets that go on the inside of a pickup truck, and you can hang things on the side of the pickup truck. It's really cool for camping and overlanding, but I'm thinking more along the lines of, like, if you are someone who works for a living and you need to hang tools or toolboxes on the side because you have absolutely no other space in your bed. That's what's interesting to me. So, yeah, it's cool. I'm going to see if I can go around the corner here and get one of these guys to talk to. Oh, almost. There we go. Hey there, I'm back.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Can I give you this mic?
Yeah.
All right. You can just plug it in, that's fine. And what I want to do is, this is a podcast and a video.
Okay.
So if you can introduce yourself, talk about, is it Staypull?
Yeah, Staypull.
Okay.
Yep.
And we're going to go over it. I'm very interested in this, especially because not only for outdoor stuff, but also people who are working for a living.
Yes, exactly.
First of all, what's your name? And
I'm Bruce Hawk, co-founder of Staypull. Okay. We make fender racks.
Okay.
So storage above the bed, or outside the bed, below the rail.
Okay.
Right? So guaranteed to fit your truck. It all works off of our patented dovetail thread plate system. So you just clamp this to the bed rail, and then you slide on your accessory. So it doesn't matter what it is, a hard case, molly panel, gas can, recovery boards, you can mount it. So this is our large hard case. Okay. So you can see it comes down, it actually works as a workstation, right? But okay. You can put all your gear in here without intruding into the bed space.
What's protecting the bed?
Yeah, I'll show you here. So we provide a strip of 3M PPF in our rubber spacer, and that prevents any and all movement on the truck.
Okay.
So we'll not touch your truck. We've tested this on over 50,000 miles of driving. We haven't damaged a single truck. We haven't had a single bolt vibrate loose. Yeah. So
is there a weight limit to each
one? So yeah, we say 50 pounds per bracket. So this hard case is mounted on two brackets. So you could put up to 100 pounds in this case.
Okay.
Which you'd have to pretty much fill it with lead to accomplish that.
No, I get that. Yeah. So if you had three brackets, 150 pounds.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So let's say I'm a working guy and I have a box I got to put on the side of the truck because I have absolutely no space inside.
Exactly.
That would work as well?
Absolutely, 100%. You can mount any case to this. So to this system, this case is mounted to our 6x7. Okay, so we've got four quarter inch 20 PEM nuts. So you just fasten right into those. This is also set up with standard MOLLE spacing, and you also have additional slots for carriage bolts, for rotopax, fully functional system. So you can come over here. So this is our MOLLE panel offering today. We're planning on expanding on this, but we feel like this covers most of us here, most of what you need. So this is our 6x13. So if you need to drop down lower, you know, people have truck bed campers, you might want this. This is our 48x10, right? So you can see this has got over 20 PEM nuts in it. So you can just real simply fasten directly to the panel. People who have open, you know, want to use their bed for, you know, pallets or actually working and just want that extra storage, want that workbench on the outside of the truck, this is the system.
Okay, a couple questions on top of that. Yeah. First of all, pricing.
Yeah, so this setup right here is $199.
And okay. That's the six inch?
That's the six by seven MOLLE.
Okay.
Okay. So a single bracket with the small MOLLE panel, that's $199. Getting the 6x13 is a $50 upgrade, that gets you to $250. Okay, if you got two brackets and a 48x10, that's going to be $599, and then we sell our hard case in a bundle for $650. So okay. $650, you're set up with the hard case.
Gotcha.
And that comes with everything you need to mount it to your truck. Guaranteed to fit your truck. Doesn't matter if you have a Chevy, a Ford, a Dodge, a Toyota, even Jeeps, Gladiators.
Where's the company based?
Durango, Colorado.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
And family-owned business. Me and my brother.
Okay, well, Durango's fantastic. TFL, we're based in Boulder, Colorado.
Cool.
Yeah, a bunch of hippies. Yeah, but whatever. Yeah. Okay, so online, how can they find you?
Staple.com, STAPLL.com.
.com. Outstanding. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. I'm going to take that off you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and best of luck to you. It's a fascinating product.
Thanks.
All right, cheers. I'll see you. Okay. All right, we're continuing. Yeah, I found that product to be interesting because I haven't seen anything quite like that before in terms of that type of presentation. So for those of you who are interested, that type of thing is something that I think would be really cool if you also had a topper on your bed and you needed more storage space, but I don't know for sure if it would work because, you know, you need the inside of your bed. So it really depends on the topper setup, but it's a start. Okay, so that's the first thing. Okay, the food does smell really good right here. I'd be willing to shell out $25 for a big burger. All right, so let's move over. Now we're looking at a lot of RVs. And I'm curious to what you guys think. Motorhomes, RVs, trailers, campers, toppers. What's the best setup for someone who's truly overlanding?
Okay, all done.
So do you want to go over the actual thing of what overlanding is in my book? Fair enough. Overlanding. It's a place to where you can go, where you are not able to hook up to any facilities. Your phone may or may not work. And you have to depend on yourself. So when you go overlanding, when you go into the bush, you have to find a way to have food for X amount of days, have it all mapped out, location where you're supposed to be going, perhaps, and also the possibility of staying longer, dealing with foul weather, and being able to live fairly comfortably, I suppose. Some people really do enjoy having a difficult time so they can brag about it. Who knows? But the bottom line is that it's getting away, having to rely on your vehicle or your tent or whatever you bring. And that brings me to the next point. The setups on these vehicles, which are extraordinary, are expensive in many cases. But you can overland on a bike with a backpack and maybe a tent and a sleeping bag. Once again, in my book, it's as long as you're going to an area where you're not just camping with the next to five other Winnebagos. You are relying on yourself in an environment where you may be on your own. That's sort of it for me. I usually look at it as, okay, my phone's not working and I have no backup. That's overlanding, right? No, granted, that could be downtown LA nowadays. But no, what I mean is that, you know, you are the person who's in charge of yourself. You can't get help from anybody else. You have to feed yourself and maintain your own safe environment when you are camping out in the wilderness, hence the whole idea of being, you know, self-sufficient and overlanding.
I'm Jeremy from Elevation Off-Grid. We brought quite a few trucks out
here. Yeah, you did, more than I've seen before.
Yeah, we have quite a few. We kind of got a really cool spot here. This is the first year of this Costa Mesa show. So it's us, it's Supertramp and Bowen Customs. Kind of the three trucks we're showcasing. First one here, that's a 2024 Black Edition 550. Super Cab. Ford actually is no longer making the Super Cab in a Lariat spec, which is what this truck is, which is super cool. We still have the seat covers on it.
That's cool.
So this truck is very cool. Bowen Customs bed, a little bit longer wheelbase on this truck.
Did you guys stretch it out, or was this from Ford?
No, factory. Oh, factory, yeah. Okay. We just ordered the truck with a slightly different spec.
Gotcha.
Yep. Bowen Customs bed.
Whoa.
Super cool. Got a tray here, slide for bicycles. There's two latches on the other side. You can lift them up and tray slides out. We think that's pretty neat. This truck here will actually be delivered to a client in Laguna Beach either tonight or tomorrow night.
This is going to fit on the streets of Laguna.
Oh yeah, it'll fit in Laguna. We actually did some pretty cool things with this truck. This client likes to surf. So we designed and engineered and then manufactured a shower system, heated tank, 9 gallons of water just to spray off, which is pretty cool.
Very cool, yeah.
You can't get a Lariat 550 with a bench seat. So this client wanted a bench seat, so we did a front bench seat conversion. Flips down, you have a cool armrest.
Ah.
Got a PA system so he can yell at his friends while they're surfing. This truck here is actually our first 2025 Black Edition Super Duty. It's 550 pickup, obviously. Avalanche Gray, so 25 is the first year that you can get Avalanche Gray on a Super Duty, which we're super excited about. And then this truck has a full matte PPF wrap. So it's about 8 mil thick, and we think it came out really cool. This truck also has full Italian leather seating, so we add all that in, and we're excited about it.
It's a beautiful truck.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the suspension system real quick.
Sure.
Because that's one of the things that you guys are known for, is like really beefy trucks that have super,
yeah,
you know, beefy suspensions. This is not a dually, although it does have the setup for a dually, and that's because it has these massive, what are these, 44s?
41s.
41s.
41 inch tires. This is I guess really what makes our truck stand out is everything we do maintains the factory GVW of the truck.
Oh, okay.
So all of our trucks come with full liquid spring suspension. It's a compressible liquid active smart suspension. So this truck here has about almost a 10,000 pound payload. But when it's empty, it rides like a F-150/250.
Oh, okay.
It's a compressible silicone system that constantly monitors for roll pitch, yaw, steering inputs, braking inputs, and then it will change spring rate based on the data that it's receiving.
Gotcha.
So what really sets it apart is it's the only suspension that will change spring rate rather than damping, two totally different things. So that liquid spring is really kind of the foundation of our of our build, and without it, we couldn't do what we do. So it's a very important piece of our process.
Does it change? Can you lift and lower the truck with this system as well?
You can, yeah. So actually, I can show you on this truck if you like. So you have 8 inches of total height adjustment, up and down.
All right, so just pulling back a little bit so I can see.
Yep, yep. So it'll drop the tail first.
Yep, the tail's down.
And then it will drop the front.
And they took out the spring,
so it's pretty quick.
It's pretty quick. Tail's a little bit slower when it's empty.
Uh-huh.
When it's in low, it puts the roof height at 6'10", so it can fit in like a standard pool. Excuse me.
It's quite right.
It'll put the roof height at 6'10", so it can fit in a standard, 7-foot garage.
Sure.
So from here, we have 8 inches of travel upward.
Is that the compressor I'm hearing?
So it's an electronic motor that drives a hydraulic pump.
Oh, okay.
So it's
oh, they're looking to go.
It's moving fluid from the reservoir into the strut,
expanding
the strut. It'll do front first, then it'll lift the tail.
There it goes. Look at that.
So give you a full 26 inches of ground clearance at center.
Wow.
It's good for
Yeah, this is, and then with, in addition to all that, we were talking about, a beefed up underside as well in terms of, armor and extra things.
Absolutely. You can do, rock sliders, underbody protection, any of that stuff.
Any of that stuff, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Wow.
So that's high.
That's really cool.
Heck yeah.
You got any other products you could show me?
Yeah.
Just going to look at a couple more. And then, unfortunately, I'm trying to cover the whole fair.
Okay. yeah. So let's go over here. Actually, let's check out Megatron.
Oh, I love the name.
So this is Megatron. This is by Supertramp Campers. We manufacture a certain spec of our Black Edition truck for this fixed habitat unit. This is super cool because these are made in Golden, Colorado, 100%. So they design all the molds, they made everything there.
So they're not very far from you guys.
No, they're
so
right down the street. All their hardware, their drawers, everything is just awesome. So this is something we're super excited about. And I think it's a game changer. What's really cool about it is it's built on a short wheelbase truck.
Oh, okay.
So you have this expedition vehicle that has the same turning radius as a crew cab Tacoma.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. That it just looks overwhelming in size, but
they're super easy to drive. This truck has a tighter turning radius than this 250.
No kidding.
Yep.
That's really cool.
Very cool. Very cool.
And this is fully enclosed, so it has the bathroom, the kitchen, the whole nine yards inside. I'm not going to go in there and kick everybody out to look inside. It's more about really what the build is, and then what you guys put on top of it, and the fact that you guys have partnered with Supertramp.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really cool.
They build
definitely worth talking to these guys too.
Oh, you absolutely should.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi. How are you?
I'm Nathan. I'm fine. I was told that you are the person to talk to about this camper.
Awesome.
Can you take me through a brief tour? First of all, tell me who you are and the company that you're
I'm Kelsey with Supertramp Campers. Today we're here to check out the Megatron.
The Megatron.
Yeah.
I love the name.
Thank you.
Okay. And you're partnered with
Elevation Off-Grid. So,
right.
Yep. The Megatron is taking everything that we love about our slide-in truck campers, which are known for their 360-degree views, and applying it to an expedition rig. And we partnered with Elevation Off-Grid to do all the truck work on it.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right about the 360 view. Actually, there's windows on every corner pretty much.
Yes. And then we've got a California king-size bed. We've got glass wraparound windows and a skylight. We've got charging cubbies in the front and a surround sound system. Option for a large pass-through to get in and out of the vehicle.
Okay.
And then you can see these windows are double-paned glass with a blackout shade and with a bug screen. You have an option for a large pass-through to get in and out of the truck, and then clothing storage, and then a massive bathroom as well, with a toilet that slides in and out of place, and then veneer slate walls as well. Even a little window in the bathroom.
Oh, I see how that works. Okay, so that toilet there slides forward to use, and then otherwise you could use it as a shower.
Yep.
And then the sink is behind me.
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna turn around. Sorry, I am not built for carrying a backpack inside an RV.
No, you're doing great. We've got upper cabinetry for storage as well, so great for foodstuffs. We've got nice, beautiful slide-out drawers as well. for all your items. Then we've got a 6-in-1 microwave, 2-burner induction cooktop, nice 14-inch sink, 200-liter fridge freezer. And then this is my party trick, airliner storage here, just because this would be tricky to access otherwise. So this drops down.
Oh, there's a little button right there. Oh, look at that.
Drops down.
I did not like an airliner. I get it. Okay, very cool. Yeah, it makes the most out of the space.
Yes, because otherwise it would be really tricky to access this area here.
I'm going to assume that this turns into a bed on this side.
It does.
Okay.
Yep, so this lowers down. You can make an additional sleeping area. You've got a TV here in the front and the rear. Then you've got luxury vinyl flooring, which is really easy to maintain and clean, but a nice little cushion underfoot. And then that whole booth is storage as well.
Oh, so underneath here is storage right there. Oh, yep. Right.
Standing height 7'1", so nice and spacious in here as well.
Oh, the guys I work with would be thrilled. They're ridiculously tall.
Yes.
Very cool. Okay, and what is one of you, where did, hey, tongue-tied.
Truck-in camper runs around $495.
Oh, really? Okay. Yep.
Out the door, ready to camp.
Fantastic.
And then you've got 800 watts of solar, 900 amp hours of lithium. Everything's a 24-volt system here, and we actually charge off the truck alternator as well in 24-volt, which is beautiful.
Yes, that is. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Exterior, is there an exterior shower, stuff like that?
Okay. We can do a swing away kitchen. We do exterior shower standard, those type of features. Yeah.
Fantastic. May I have one of your cards, please?
Of course.
Thank you so much for the guided tour. You got people outside who are interested.
Yeah.
And for a very good reason. It's a cool looking vehicle.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank
you. All right. We'll see you in a bit. Yeah. Okay, guys, we're going to move on as this is semi live. Thank you for your patience. And then we're going to move on. Very cool. Yeah, Elevation Off Grid has, they're always, the guys are super gracious, they're super nice, and they always work with us, and at the same time, I think they're very nice to just average people who are walking in to ask questions. So that Megatron was actually a lot less expensive than I thought it was going to be. Look, I'm not saying $400,000, or you know, pretty much $500,000, I think, when everything is said and done, is cheap, but if I were to retire, right, sell off the house and one of the kids, maybe a kidney, I could retire in something like that. Now that's a hell of an idea. Hey, Andre, found a Chevy Colorado with a rooftop tent on what looks like a very similar topper that we've had before. All right, moving past that. We're going to Ivan Ironman Stewart TRD setup. Ooh. So this is MagnaFlow. So this is a new Tacoma and the livery is like Ironman Stewart's. I think that's super cool. Okay, let's move on. There is a lot more to see. Once again, I'm not gonna, see what I mean? There was a fighter jet right over there over my shoulder. And it's a Marine Corps jet. So this, maybe this is the former Marine Corps base. I think it was called El Toro. I'm old, I don't remember if that's what this was called. Okay, let's continue. We're gonna walk past, very cool dog wearing sunglasses. It's actually, a lot of people have dogs walking around wearing these goggles. And is that a thing? I'm just not too sure about that. All right, let me continue here. And just gonna work my way around some additional people. They have a lot of Colorado stuff. It's really funny. Nimbus, oh yeah, that's right, I remember these people. So there's probably 24 companies here in California that are actually from Colorado. This is rooftop tents. I'm pretty sure they're based in Colorado if they had the name splashed all over them.
But look at
a lot of the other stuff that I've seen so far. If you look at the very bottom, it says Colorado. There's a lot of companies from Utah as well. And I've noticed some companies that are from Japan that are here today. There's actually a large group that are walking around checking out other things and I think that they have a build and some sort of event that they're putting together, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Speaking of events, that's the other component here, and I'm right next to, so this one is Overland Expo, oh, for bibbies. So I think that what they have here are some professionals talking to a small crowd of people who have gathered to learn about bib wax. It's actually a nice little setup here. And then they have a content creator area. Not 100% sure what that really even means. Maybe I'm allowed to jump on motorcycles and stuff? I doubt it. But let's walk around here anyway, because it's apparently dedicated to people like me. Okay, that's a really cool Baja setup here. Slow Baja. The little rattlesnake on the front. That's a really cool setup. The reason I like it, basic tent, off-road vehicle, map of Baja California inside the vehicle.
Yeah, exactly.
That to me is really the soul of overlanding.
Good to see you out here.
Oh, thank you so much. What's your name?
My name's Tracy, and this is my wife,
Tracy?
Tiffany.
We watch you guys all the time.
Oh, do you? Yeah. I am terribly sorry to put you through that.
No! Hey,
can I interview you for just 2 minutes? I have an extra mic right here.
Sure.
If you wouldn't mind, just to keep it within like 8 inches of your face. So where are you guys from?
Here in Upland, California.
Oh, Upland. Okay,
Inland
great.
Empire.
Inland Empire. Fantastic. So, Tiffany?
Yes?
Did he talk you into coming here, or did you talk him into coming here?
We talked to each other.
Oh, really? So both you guys are into overlanding?
Oh, we're totally into all of this.
Fantastic. So do you guys actually go out in overland, camped, you know?
Yes, and we do the King of the Hammers event every year.
Oh, no kidding.
From one extreme to the other.
Yeah, we've overland, well, and then we camped from here all the way to North Carolina and back.
All over Colorado. We do the cross-country overlanding and the, trail override.
Wow. Okay, so you guys are serious.
We enjoy it.
So I'm going to post to your face and say, these are the real deal. You posers go home. You know, these are the guys who should be here. And, you know, they're serious about this stuff. So what do you drive? What do you take with?
We have a 4x4 Ram that we tow our trailer with.
Uh-huh.
And she has a built Grand Cherokee with a Hemi. And then I'm trying to convince her to let me build her brand new Wagoneer into a overland vehicle. And she's given me.
I haven't seen too many Wagoneers that have been, just a couple at like Easter Jeep Safari that have been messed with, but that's it.
She's like, we'll buy all of the skid plates, and we're going to start with the skid plates and everything else. And I'm like, and I'm thinking, maybe I can start building bumpers and rear bumper. And
you're talking.
And really get some products out there for the Wagoneer, because nobody's done anything
That's
yet.
Exactly my point. Yeah, I mean, it's a proper truck. Right? Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Well,
four low, everything. It has, it's got the heavy duty tow kit, so it has real low range. So I think it'd be a great vehicle.
Do you have the Turbo 6 or do you have the
Turbo 6?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of power, though.
Oh, it really is. It's crazy. We have her Grand Cherokee has the 5.7, and it moves. No, it's not anything like the 3.0.
Right.
It really kind of kind of frightening when you really get on it, and I'm all, it's not even the high output,
right?
And I'm all, but the high output would give me, we'd end up getting tickets all the time.
Yeah, I think the guys at TFL have gotten a few tickets, but
I believe
won't talk about it live, but actually I am talking about it live, aren't I? Sorry.
But
everybody gets the
I mean, it's a lot of power.
Get on it and it just boogies.
You gotta be careful.
Quick question before I let you guys go. What do you think of, I mean, this is the Costa Mesa show. It's brand new.
It's wonderful.
We're enjoying it.
It's
We've
really
only just
nice.
Been here for like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. And then you got trapped by me. Sorry. I'm
cool.
I'm so glad. It's wonderful to see you out here.
This is what we want to see.
It's really cool.
So we enjoy, this stuff we want to see, and glad it's local for us.
We've been really waiting
easier.
For a local event. We haven't had any.
Right, I got to, it's the closest thing you've had is Flagstaff and Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Right? So, that's
And we keep thinking about going and doing Flagstaff, but we're always end
There's
up
something
on something
always going on.
And so, and then what is it, in how many weeks? We have the Pomona event, but that's also for ATVs and everything else.
Right, right, right.
So this is specific. This is what we've been wanting. So this is all awesome.
Well, I'm so glad you guys gave me a minute of your time. I appreciate it. I'm going to steal the mic back from you. It's a pleasure. Hey, if you do the build, send info@tfl.com or any way to
keep you informed.
It would be great to get a picture. I would love it.
I'm so glad you guys are out here.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's a pleasure. It was a pleasure. Thank you. You guys have a good day. I'll see you around. Okay, so we're going to continue. That was cool. So what do you guys think? Do you think that their idea of taking a Wagoneer and doing a build on it would be cool? Because I have not seen many. And when you think about it, the Wagoneer is a truck. I mean, it's essentially based on a Ram 1500 platform, right? So why not build it up? Why not make it into something that Jeep could be proud of that can go off-road? It really drives me crazy that they have Wagoneers running around and none of them look or feel like they could do hardcore off-roading. Now, I have taken one off-road, TFL, we've done a few, and the Wagoneer and the Grand Wagoneer are capable, all right? I mean, they can do stuff, but it certainly feels like they're not happy about it. So, you know, why not build in full lockers? Why not lift it? Just make it stupid capable. Make that your halo vehicle. And then have slightly lesser versions that are almost affordable. I also think, once again, going back to money, that Jeep made a far too expensive vehicle with the Wagoneer and Grand Wagoneer. And now some of their new electric toys, just pricey as hell. Curious to your perspective on that as well, guys, so let me know. We're passing by what looks like another, more pop-ups around the corner. So we're gonna hit that and try to loop around. Even though this is the smallest of the Overland Expo shows, it's still pretty big, right? It is the fairgrounds. So continue past the kettle corn. I'm not inhaling with my nose because I'm trying to watch my girlish figure. See, damn it, I did inhale. Oh, it smells good. Okay, continuing. Oh, that's interesting. So yeah, a lot of rooftop tents here and some expensive builds, but let's go around that corner. There it is. So this, it's an interesting setup on this Tacoma. King suspension. I like the wheels a lot. I really do. I'm looking at it right now. So, right off the bat, fully built suspension. Is that a multi-link, but with, what is that? Oh, look at that. Real springs, not coils. Sorry, leaf springs, I know. Coil springs are better in most cases. I know. Looking at the bed, full-on Baja setup, two spare tires, rooftop tent. And let's see, that one girl's taco. Okay, there you go. Now you know on Instagram what it is. Let's see here. Gonna head down this way here. A lot of people.
So,
look at this. We'll drop out here. This is giant slide out. Once again, slide outs. Cool when you get to a campsite, but heavy, right? You're adding extra weight and extra complexity. I wonder what you guys think about that. All right, Portable freezers. What's that? Off-road Tortuga. Looks like grills? Or, I don't know, whatever. Oh, it's a rooftop setup for racks. We just walked into a really congested area with really cute dogs. I'm going to lift the camera up so I can see above everybody. All right, and through here. Ooh, nice Toyota. Forbidden fruit that's unfortunately not permitted here, but this is something that they sell in the Middle East and other countries. I just really desperately want one of these here.
I got all the pictures for old fashioned if you want one.
Oh, look at that. And it's a manual transmission, it turns out. Oh, if only. Okay. A lot of Ineos Grenadier stuff. I actually saw, not too far from here, a whole setup where they have their own part of the pavilion with Ineos. I didn't tell them I'm with TFL because I didn't want them to get angry because we did sell ours. It was a good run with that. I thought there was a lot of cool features on that vehicle, but not quite perfected. Needed some additional things, maybe a couple years to marinate before it became, you know, truly epic. Speaking of epic, this, oh, pardon me, no, it's quite all right. This is the Krug Expedition Bedrock XT2. We did a story on this fairly recently. I'm not sure if it's going to be on TFL Now, truck, or off-road, but most likely it's going to be either Now or truck. And so we got a chance to drive this. Yes, it's a six-wheel drive vehicle. Well, six wheels. The rear axle is not powered currently, but they do have an option to power it, meaning that it could be a true 6x6. The whole purpose of having the rear axle is for load. And if you look at it, you can see why. It's big. Something close to 20,000 pounds. Just a beast. Once again, that should be a video that's available now or very soon. Ooh, a lifted modern Land Cruiser.
Beautiful.
These are just starting to become a proper platform for people to start building on. It's a really nice setup. Oh, and a little RC car going by, driven by someone in the ROTC, I think. And the kid can do it with one hand better than I can drive with two hands. That's not even fair. All right, let's move through here. Looks like we have some Ford products. I've said it before and I'll say it again, Ford is totally underrepresented at these events. Almost every other automaker has a booth of some sort or plenty of builds. Ford does not, and it's a shame because there's plenty to work with. So
there's
kind of one of those things. Now granted, that 6x6 I was just talking about, that actually has Ford F550 platform. But yeah. Ah. So we're about to wrap this up. We've been doing this for a little while. I wanted to look at this. This is part of the Overland Journal. And they work directly with Overland Expedition. And what you're looking at here is the Quartermaster version of the Ineos Grenadier, which is cool.
Expensive,
but cool. And it has a topper on it, an actual camper with a pop-up. So this is the first time for me seeing that. And they're not letting anybody in. No dogs allowed. That's a real bummer. But anyway, at least you could see what it looks like. While we're here, we might as well walk into the hangar. And that's literally what this place is called, the hangar. And I'll show you the Grenadier setup that they have here. I want to give them some love because I really admire building something from the ground up that is out of the box, so capable. And by the way, we're by now at the other side of the event. For about 1,000 yards in that direction, there are more vehicles, and then there is another pavilion over there. We're gonna walk into this one and try to get through a few people. There we go. And you can clearly see where Grenadier is. Back.
Hey, TFL Off-Road guy.
Hey, how's it going?
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, nice to meet you.
Love your content.
Thanks. Hey, do you have 2 minutes for an interview?
Sure.
Here's the mic. I'm actually kind of, it's semi-alive right now.
I hope you don't need anything.
Jeremy, don't worry about it. I'm just going to ask you a couple questions. I promise I am not affiliated with any law enforcement or anything else. So, Jeremy, where are you from?
I'm from North Hollywood, California.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So I just moved to Torrance, California.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So TFL now has an office in California,
okay.
too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that way we have a better access to the beach, which is important for a guy like me. So tell me, what brings you here?
It's the first one to SoCal, so.
Right.
I've always wanted to go, but it's just always been a bit much for someone that works a 9-to-5.
Right, and going to Flagstaff or to the Pacific Northwest, it's a bit of an ask.
Absolutely.
For like a 2-day event. So what do you think? I mean, I don't think it's very bad for the first try, right?
For the first try, it's not bad. I was thinking it was gonna be a little bit bigger, but I mean, I don't know if this matters, but I went to SHOT Show this year, and that thing was massive.
Yeah, it's a different, yeah.
Different industries.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, if you think about it, they're just putting the toe in the water right now and just seeing if there's interest. And
Absolutely.
Judging by the crowd, I'd say there's some.
Yeah, big turnout, I think.
So do you have an overlanding rig or something that you want to work on?
I have a 4Runner.
Oh, okay.
Fifth gen, yeah.
Fifth, all right. Good taste. We all agree, very, very good vehicle.
Yeah, well, questionable for the new 6th gen, so, right?
Yeah, give it a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You know, I like to tell people, let it marinate a little bit and see whether or not, you know, there are any issues with it, right?
Yeah.
But, trust me, the guys at TFL, we're going to figure that one out. So, and what do you think of yours?
I like it. A little, you know, just kind of doesn't have the pep that's probably needed for overlanding. Once you put all the gear on there, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, exactly. Suddenly a 7,000-pound vehicle, you know, I totally get that.
Yeah.
But do you have overlanding gear on it?
So I have a rooftop 10 and then just like some protective stuff. So sliders, bigger tires, wheels, things like that.
So it's going to look good and you can go and do a little weekend in the tent.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Weekend warrior stuff.
Oh, that's all good. That's what it's all about, right?
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. I'm going to steal the mic from you or else I'll get fired.
Cool.
But it was a pleasure.
Awesome. Thanks. Nice
I'll
to
see
you
around. You. Take care. All right. So definitely got a couple fans around here, and more poochies, so many dogs. Seriously, like there's hundreds of dogs. Here we go. This is the back of the Quartermaster. I really like the truck. I can't see myself spending twice as much as what I would spend on a pickup truck for a truck like that, and then trying to explain it to my wife. I think that's what it all boils down to. Oh, these are cool. These are inflatable chairs. Look at that. All right. A couple trailers in here. I like your camp a lot. This one here, this is one of the models that I was actually looking at in the past when I had that tiny little pickup, if you recall, my Santa Cruz, which had a maximum towing capacity of 3,500 pounds, meaning it could tow this. Now granted, the turbo can tow up to, I think, 5,000 pounds, which would have been more than adequate, but these little boondock things are so cool. Bathroom, kitchen, bed, some of these even have a bunk. Good setup for plenty of people. I just love these. Okay, so we're gonna end this thing right here in front of one of my favorite little trailers. And sorry, I'm going to tilt the camera, but as you can already see, since I've been doing this, my camera work is really bad. By the way, I apologize for the limp. Had a little bit of work done on the right foot, so that's why I'm kind of, well, frankly, just not stable, but no big deal. Everything's cool. So here we go. Tilting the camera to the side. And Willa. There you go, guys. Okay, so once again, this is an event that now that this is the fifth Overland Expo, they take place in California, Oregon, I think New Jersey, well, anything east of the Mississippi is New Jersey, Flagstaff, Arizona, and of course, in the backyard, Colorado. So there are plenty of places, meaning that at least around the year, you should be able to find an Overland Expo. And I have a feeling that they're going to move to additional states. That's just a guess. They haven't announced anything about that yet. But I will say this, in terms of the gathering of people, like-minded people, folks who are just curious about a couple components, and then people who are curious about extremely expensive vehicles, it's all here. And I'm thrilled about the fact that we have a lot of people that we recognize from other events. They're coming out here. And so far, at least, it's looking really popular. So if you have kids and a dog, or if you have dogs and a kid, bring them, right? I do recommend this, though. Getting in here, I noticed quite a line coming off the freeway. And that tends to be the case with a lot of these expos. So if you're going to come over to this expo or any of these expos, add an extra hour to your commute to get here so that way you can get through those ridiculously long lines. Thank you so much for joining me, guys. I had a blast, and now I'm going to sit down and have myself a nice cup of coffee. I'll see you next time. Cheers.
Wow, dude. Well, that gets me going now. We're looking at the model of my Buhanka van.
You going to do something with this?
I want to take it to an Overland Expo show now.
Well, in actuality, you have, of course, the full-size, the real-life version of this.
Yes.
Which you are building out almost as a little bit of an overlander because you do kind of have a camping setup in the rear of the van. And, of course, underneath, you won't be able to see it here, but you've put an LS in the real van that you've got.
Yeah, so we V8 swapped my UAZ Soviet 4x4 van, and David Morrow, you know, and I... He did all the V8 swap stuff, yep. But it's actually working quite well. Toby, our man Toby at German Auto, he's sorting my brakes out for me.
Which are good to have when you more than double your horsepower.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to stop.
Yeah.
And also, David built out like a little shelf system, like you said, for my van, and also a little bed.
Yeah.
So, and I have a roof rack on my actual van, so which is not on the van yet, but I'm going to put it back on. So... I can't wait to, I don't know if I can make it to Flagstaff, but maybe to Mountain West show.
Yeah, definitely the Mountain West.
Because it's so close.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get to. So hopefully that'll be something that we'll be able to shoot coming up soon in the next couple months. It is always a fun thing about these shows is it does give you a lot of inspiration and a lot of ideas for things you might want to do to your own rigs. And if nothing else, it's just cool to see what some people out there are doing with vehicles. I've even gone to an Overland Expo and seen a Nissan GTR with a rooftop tent on it that somebody was camping out of.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah. So it's a pretty broad mix of things that you find there. Everything from a GTR with a rooftop tent.
All the way to a military truck with a giant camper on top of it.
Yeah, the big elevation off-grid trucks with their crazy suspensions.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot to see at those shows. It's fun to get to go in person, but... We have to say thanks to Nathan for filming his time there so that even those of us who weren't able to go can see what was there.
Amazing, amazing stuff. And also one of my other favorite things is like sometimes you see new products, like they actually unveil some stuff there. And I'm not talking about vehicles usually, although it'd be nice to if they unveiled vehicles.
Well, and sometimes the manufacturers have some of the vehicles that are coming out that you might not have had a chance to check out before. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they've got booths there, and that might be your first opportunity to get to look at a brand new 4x4 that's hitting the market.
Like in recent years, like GMC used it to unveil some stuff for their pickup
Toyota
trucks.
Toyota had some newer stuff.
Yeah, Toyota, like when they have like a new TRD Pro or maybe a new color or maybe a new package. Or even all new 4Runner and Land Cruiser were recently at some of those shows.
So. Yeah, exactly. So it's a really fun show. It's one that we always look forward to. And we're a little jealous that Nathan got to go to the new one and that we missed it.
Okay, well, maybe next year.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, thanks for joining us as always, and we'll see you next time.